Hi everyone, this is Matt. This post is entitled Writing as Editing. And so, obviously, this one is about writing. Which, let's be honest for a moment, is hilarious. Go ahead and scroll down to count my earlier posts. There are three. Three! So, obviously, I know what I'm talking about. So, once again, I have to trust that I'm allowed to engage with the work while still being a novice. Today, engaging means writing about writing. So a few quick personal insights on the process, and then a look at the differences between editing and comparing. And finally, why my stuttering attempts to put something cohesive on paper even matters. First insight is that writing is both labor and joy. It doesn't seem to be one or the other, but both in alternating succession. Writing is work. It's more work than I would have expected. I also haven't written a single thing that I'm proud of that didn't cost something. The cost is often simply time and space. Even the easier posts that are written in minutes require a few hours of tinkering, rephrasing, moving around the texts. And it always requires space. A space for contemplation and inspiration at the beginning, and then the editing refinement which requires an interior space as you go about your life. It's like you offer the idea you're writing about a seat at the table of your thoughts. Sometimes, your idea is a polite guest, listening to the conversations of others, sometimes interjecting with an insight or two. Other times, the guest is unruly, narcissistic, and compares every interior thought to itself, until you finally exorcise it into the writing. But the transition is fantastic. Even the pieces of writing that have taken the longest, the most revisions, the most starting over, are pure joy when they are complete. Secondly, writing has a gut feel to it. When the feel isn't there, the writing just doesn't work. The litmus for me is my voice. Does the writing sound true? Am I trying to force something that isn't quite clear, or I don't quite believe? Sometimes it feels like I'm writing on the wrong subject. This is why the contemplation and interior space of an idea is so important. Sometimes, something else needs to be written first. And I know that's weird, and I don't know how to qualify it more concretely. Saying that something is gut or intuition is understandably vague, and I imagine extremely unhelpful. But I think it's true. You don't need to take my word for it, and you probably shouldn't, but it's the crux of Neil Gaiman's excellent post, Entitlement Issues. If you read my post, you can follow the hyperlink to Neil Gaiman's post. It's also known as George R.R. Martin is not your bitch. Beyond the humor of Gaiman's post is the submission that despite his success, despite his hard work spent on his craft, despite long hours and countless revisions, a writer needs to be comfortable with the occasional fatalist shrug when a piece refuses to come into being at that time and place. I love this, even as it frustrates me. It shows me that the thing is alive somehow. Rarely, you get to feel like a magician, conjuring something from nothing, willed into existence. But more often, it's something more akin to a dance-slash-wrestling match. Sometimes I lose this bizarre match, and I walk away with ideally a single paragraph, or more often, multiple pages lost. Sometimes, I get to setting aside an idea for later. Sometimes, I come back to find there is no later. Thirdly, I found myself intrigued by the process of editing and refinement when writing. As an umbrella term, editing encapsulates aforementioned work and contemplative nature of writing. Most surprisingly, though, the editing and the actual physical writing brings clarity to thoughts that I don't think would have otherwise. I feel like our thoughts can be deceptive. I spend so much time with my internal monologue, have such familiarity with my inner voice, that I often forget to be critical with my thoughts and ideas. It's like a scene from a dream. Everything seems fleshed out, as long as you don't poke beneath the surface. I don't know how many times I've sat down with what felt like an epiphany of insight, in the moment, and realized that the notion wasn't developed enough to survive the transition from thought to writing. The clarity and insight is its own separate reward. It's distinct, even from the written piece you produce. And this has been invaluable, especially because it helps me sidestep the most dangerous trap in any creative venture, critical comparison. For years, I had never felt self-conscious about my writing. English was always a strong subject, if mostly unexamined and underdeveloped. As I began to flirt with the idea of identifying myself as a writer, the notion has seemed too wonderful to believe. I began to hold the idea at a distance, engaging with it occasionally, protecting it constantly. Mostly, I wrote just for myself, free from comparison to others' writings. But a strange thing happened the moment I pressed publish and started this blog. There I was, suddenly calling myself a writer, and for the first time ever, the comparison was there to be made with every well-articulated piece of writing I have ever come across on the internet. And there are quite a few. But the purpose of my writing is not solely to be ranked amongst the vast internet. It would be crushed under the weight of that expectation. Comparative criticism can't be my primary goal as a writer. But editing is. Editing is a process that demands work, produces joy, helps me listen and contemplate ideas, and gives clarity and refinement to those ideas. Of course, I want each post to be worth reading. And as long as our time and our attention is limited, that does mean comparison. I want each post to be enjoyable and insightful and thought-provoking. But even if it were none of those things, writing has proven an unexpectedly personal way for me to process my thoughts regarding connection and meaning. And it would still require editing. I'm convinced of this. The journey is not for the critics. It's for the editors. Even those editors who have only slogged through 3, now 4, posts.